This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenor is here now. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Great to be here.
This is the day that the National Weather Service releases its update of El Nino events, and I'm wondering if there's any news in the latest release.
There's not too much different about this month's report versus last month's, except to say that there is some higher confidence regarding the probability for neutral conditions to continue over the next several months. What that means is that we won't have an El Nino like we had last year, where the Pacific Ocean temperatures are much higher than normal. And we also are unlikely to have a La Nina event, which is where those same waters are much cooler than normal.
Does it tell us anything about the South American crop as it goes into its planting season?
We would argue that it doesn't mean too much. And here's the reason why. If you just isolate out Brazil soybean yields since 2003, and then you look at which of those crops were the worst, we end up with the growing seasons of 2004, 2005, 2009, and 2012. So those were the years that had some pretty poor soybean crops. Well, two of those years had neutral conditions like we expect this year. That was in the 2004-05 growing season and the 2008-09 growing season. But also two of the worst yields on record happened in El Nino years, with that being in 2003-04 and 2011 into 2012. So what this means to us as a weather forecasting firm is that it would be a bad idea to start saying that we have a high probability for a certain type of weather coming in, because we know from the past that we had some bad yields in a couple of different types of oceanic situations, and the one that we're going into for the next few months doesn't really lend support to either a good scenario or a bad scenario, with pretty much all options on the table as we move forward.
Given that, we've been watching the progress in South America, both Argentina and Brazil. They were waiting for rains, and they've been getting them.
They have been getting some rains, especially in the last few days from Argentina into southern Brazil and Paraguay. The potential problem is that there are more rains on the horizon, and it looks like a lot more rain for some of these areas. In particular, northeast Argentina into far southern Brazil and into parts of Paraguay should see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain, and maybe even a little bit more than that in parts of Rio Grande do Sul. Rio Grande do Sul is the main wheat production state in Brazil. And even though Brazil is a pretty minor player in the wheat world, this is not the best situation because wheat there is maturing and should be harvesting, in the harvesting phase at least, fairly soon. So a lot of rain right prior to harvest is not the ideal scenario for them. And on top of that, they're planting corn and soybeans. That planting rate should slow down and maybe even stop in parts of these areas going forward. So this is something to watch. The problem area is fairly isolated, but at least it's something to think about for the moment. But whether or not this continues into November and beyond, we just don't know at this time.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with me today. That, of course, is Mike Tenor. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm Todd Gleason.